Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Best story wins. I'll give you the topic. Buzz in with your name. Whoever has the best story so far. Points have been acquired by Maitland, Steve, and I'm not sure anybody else. I don't think we did it for the last one. Earlier, we finished by talking about the most embarrassing parents' story. This one from Indiana. Embarrassing parent story. As a professional independent wrestler, we were doing a birthday show for my cousin. During my match, I took a picture frame to the face, which cut me open. My mom, at the party, ran into the ring and tried to stop the match, yelling, "He's bleeding! He's bleeding!" Had to get her out of the ring.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty bad. Let's see. Luckiest moment. Buzz in with your name.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Kelly.
Okay, yeah. So, on my 18th birthday, I was driving my car. I had not seen a friend. I had some people around I hadn't seen in a long time. And so, I was never good at staying up late. I'd fall asleep at, like, 7, which is great for this job. I was out late with this friend, and we were kind of chatting in their driveway, and I was like, oh, it gets 12:30, like, that doesn't sound that late, but that was really late for me, and I'm, like, kind of getting really tired. I'm like, hey, I gotta go. Mind you, this person lives, like, a mile and a half away from me.
Okay.
And, I'm driving home, and I fall asleep driving, and I crash my car.
Wow. Now,
yeah, so I hit this post, and I had noticed I'd nodded off, and I hit this post, and it hit me back on the road. And I didn't know that. I thought I just hit the curb because I'm still driving.
Wow.
I drove all the way home, and I thought that I broke my windshield. I didn't. My chain flew everywhere, and I thought that was it. So imagine my shock when I get out of my car, and the entire side of my car in front is totally bent in and destroyed. And I didn't realize it until I got home. I was like 2 inches away from full-on head collision into a post.
Jeez.
Wow.
Are you positive you didn't kill a drifter?
So I was worried about that because I woke my mom up.
I would have been worried.
Yeah.
I woke my mom up and I'm like, mom, I just hit something. She goes, was it a person? And I was like, I don't know.
Oh, God, boy. As a parent, that just gave me a cold shiver.
Yeah, we went back and it was just a post.
I don't know.
You went back?
Yeah, I went back and that post is still knocked over to this day. So honestly, I'm the real winner here. Because my car was fine and the post wasn't. So
it doesn't sound like it was fine. The whole side was messed up.
Well, it was fine enough for an 18-year-old.
Right, true. Added character. I wish I had pictures of that car. The speedometer didn't work. The gas gauge didn't work. Like the trunk didn't latch. Like it honestly just made sense.
Yeah.
So yeah,
holy
lucky
smokes.
To be alive. No injuries, and my car was still functioning. So. Mm-hmm.
Kelly, did you buzz in?
I did. Mine was with my career, so mine's not nearly as, well, you're lucky to be alive. Luck is the whole reason I fell into radio. Mm-hmm. My first radio opportunity, I was in a car in an Uber after a night of partying with this girl, and the Uber driver said, have you heard about this radio station? They're looking for somebody. Had I not met that Uber driver, I would have never known. And I was just kind of like, what is this? And a couple weeks later, my friend and I were in her car, a commercial came on, and I was like, hey, this sounds like exactly what that guy said. And she was like, you should try out for it. So had I never met that Uber driver, I would have never known. And then a year or two later, that job was done. They flipped the radio station and I was out of a job. And so I was working at a boutique and luck would have it, a morning show personality came in who I loved. I didn't tell her I'd worked in radio, nothing like that. We just hit it off. She was shopping for specific things. We cracked up. She was in the store for like 30 or 45 minutes maybe. And then she said, what do you do here? And I told her I'm a general manager, so I'm here and at like 5 other locations. And she said, I need somebody who's really organized like you. I mean, she walked in a week before Christmas buying gifts, and I happened to be working, and I happened to hit it off with her, and then she happened to ask me what I did, and then a week later, I was working on their show.
At any point, Kelly, in the 30 or 40 minutes before that came up, however long it was, did you think, I wonder if I could work there? Because you had worked in radio.
I had worked in radio.
Had it crossed your mind?
So the thing is, she had been on a really well-known show called The Burt Show at the time, which is very big in mainly the South. But she was no longer a part of that show and had gotten into some TV. So I didn't think she was in radio anymore. But I had always thought when I listened to The Burt Show, that would be such a fun show to work on because that was my go-to morning show. Mm-hmm. So when she said, I've got a little project with one of my friends, I had no idea it was another personality also from The Burt Show that had branched off to do their own thing. And now the two of them were together to put together their own morning show. I had no idea. That was all so under wraps.
Yeah.
And they were looking for, they had an executive producer from a previous show that they were going to use, but they didn't really, weren't meshing with them. So they gave me a tryout and then I got the job.
That is pretty wild.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't life changing. Like, it was life changing, but it wasn't like a, I'm gonna, might die. Like, that's crazy. I feel like Tommy clearly
But Tommy's
that.
Was half unlucky.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, if he hadn't been such a dozer, he wouldn't have hit it in the first place.
Yeah, it's a problem I created a solution to. So.
Yeah, you were incredibly lucky in an incredibly unlucky moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. And it was on my birthday. So
Hot Wings, who are you giving the point to?
I think in that case, I think I got to give it to Kelly.
Oh, it's messed up.
Yeah, I mean, my career is
at least
pure
he heard
luck.
Both stories before he decided.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I heard them both.
You got me there.
Heard them both.
Biggest work mistake. I mean, it's not like we haven't made mistakes.
No, we've made plenty. But...
yeah, luckily we're also pretty good at covering them up.
Our show is a 4-hour mistake every day, so it's pretty good.
I trusted a girl to take my shift one time when I was driving down to Florida with my friends, and then I woke up and they were like, hey, she didn't open up the store. So I called her and I was like, Jen, you're supposed to open the store. And she said, I'm working for you on Wednesday. And I said, bitch, look at the screen on your phone. It is Wednesday. I made a mistake of hiring her and then trusting her to cover my shift. That was 100% my fault.
Mine was short-sighted when working at a deli in a big grocery store, a big box store. And in the attached deli was also a pizza place. They were separate but together, if you know what I mean. And stuff started flowing up through the drain underneath the chicken fryer. And I started cleaning it up, but never considered that something was causing that or that anyone else should stop putting stuff down the drains because I just didn't understand how plumbing worked at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. I thought, oh, this one's clogged. It doesn't have anything to do with the sink over here or the sink in the back or all the other spots. And so by the time I stopped trying to mop it up and told someone, we had to shut down the deli for 2 days.
Oh, wow. That is a big mistake.
Yeah.
My biggest work mistake was an hour and a half of dead air on the radio station I worked at in college, which was CMU Public Radio. It was an NPR station, but it was also 5 stations all across the entire state of Michigan, lower and upper peninsula. And on Sunday mornings, my job was to mostly play long programs, 1.5-hour programs, hour-long programs, like shows like Echoes and All Things Considered and all these things. And so I aired those and I got to about the 9 o'clock hour. And that was when I was supposed to play the pre-recorded reel to reels of our general manager and his classical music program.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And so each one of those selections was about 35 minutes long. And I started the first one. And then I slept.
Oh, man.
For quite some time.
Just in the chair.
Oh, yeah. I was just a goner. I had just done an overnight show at the country station.
This is an era. We were roommates in college then. Hot Wings was routinely sleeping through 59 minutes of alarm clock. So, yeah, you were
and
tired.
And it's no surprise. Yeah, I mean, I had a full class workload, and then I was working. And that night I had worked. Midnight to 5:30 at the country station, and then was doing 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the NPR station. I
Brutal.
Fell asleep for an hour and a half, and no one alerted
so
me.
So absolute dead air on 5 radio
yes.
stations.
Now, this is my luckiest story, too, because it turns out as soon as I woke up, I went, oh, my God, and the timing kind of worked out, and I hit what I was supposed to do at, like, 11 a.m., 5 minutes later, the general manager walked in, and I thought, it's over.
He's here to fire me.
The only reason he's here is to fire me.
Nah, general managers don't listen to the station.
And then, yes. And I go, hey, Tom.
You learn that later.
I'm sheepish. I'm like getting my book bag together. Hey, Chris, how's it going? I go, Well, and he goes, I go, you know, and he goes, yeah, I'm just in. I got to grab this. Okay, anyway. See ya.
Station go, sounds great.
Never sounded
I've
better.
I've never been more Thank floored God. In my entire life.
I wonder if he would have fired you. So
Probably.
I didn't know him, but you always described him as being a pretty reasonable guy.
Oh, and no, I think, not that guy.
Not that guy?
That guy, I was intimidated by him. He wasn't a mean person, but yeah, there were a couple of guys there. Like, my immediate boss was great.
Though that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he was David Nicholas. Yeah, he still works there. He's great. And then there was another guy too that was good, but the GM,
I was
really afraid of him.
I guess I don't think
you would have had a sense of humor about that at all.
At our age now, like he was probably in that ballpark, a college student who had worked midnight to 5 and then was willing to come in 6 to 1. And you did that pretty regularly for a year or so.
I worked every crap shift at that station there was.
I don't think I would have been quick to fire you if you fell asleep, if I knew that happened, because
yeah.
That's a pretty good dedication to wanting to do it. And yeah. I would hope it, but it would be definitely be the next time you're fired.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought of a work screw up. When I was working at the grocery store when I was still in high school, I spilled, it was either 42 or 62 gallons of milk.
Oh, holy moly.
It was like a milk tidal wave.
That was kind of awesome.
Because the delivery had come in. So I was using one of those motorized pallet jacks. Take it off the truck, backed off the truck, and then I'm driving through the back room, and I was going to put it into the cooler, like the big walk-in refrigerator cooler thing, but it had those little grates along the floor, so if you spilled something, it was like a little drain. You just sweep it, you know, you use one of those squeegees to sweep it in there.
Yep.
Well, the grate wasn't sitting in there right. It was just a little bit off, so as soon as the pallet jack hit it, it like kind of buckled. And then the whole pallet just went whoosh, and it was a tidal wave of milk.
Oh,
yeah.
Text from Maine. I don't know if it's a mistake, but I'm on the way to quit my job right now. Well, let us know when you find out.
Nice.
Yeah. This text, I got fired from radio for doing exactly what Hot Wings did. Fell asleep while I was running Casey's Top 40. Okay, that happens.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.